Hello and welcome to PharmaLex Talks podcast. Today I'm speaking with Tim Powley and Jim Nichols about the important connection between outsourcing and systems, or what also might be referred to as digital innovation, and why technology is a key consideration in any outsourcing engagement. Tim is Vice President and Head of R&D Informatics at PharmaLex, where he combines his informatics and systems expertise with his experience in the pharmaceutical industry. Jim is Chief Product Officer at Flex Global, which is now part of PharmaLex, where he has been instrumental in overseeing the product roadmap and strategies for the company's business applications, including its eTMF and regulatory platforms. Welcome, Tim and Jim, and thank you so much for taking the time to share your experience and expertise with digitalization, and indeed its role in driving greater efficiency in outsourcing.
Thank you for the introduction, Elizabeth. Happy to be here.
Yes, thank you, Elizabeth, as well. I'm happy to be able to offer my thoughts on this topic as well.
Great. So let's begin by looking at the role technology is playing in helping to manage the maintenance of products and portfolios on the market.
Sure. First, I'd like to say that I think automation and artificial intelligence, or AI, as everybody calls it, are rising in importance when it comes to streamlining many of the regulatory processes that are crucial for maintaining products on the market today. They're being used more and more in traditional regulatory information management systems and publishing systems, and are helping to extend the life of those tools. Automation technologies are also helping to manage the electronic trial master file, or ETMF, which is also critical as an asset in an organization, which you want to make sure is complete and timely. Having technology that is powered by some form of artificial intelligence should be a consideration for that, among many other reasons.
Tim, would you like to add anything on the role of technology?
Yes, thank you. In addition to what Jim has already shared, during the last few years, new digital technologies have found their way into regulated areas of the pharmaceutical industry. For example, with pharmacovigilance, automation and natural language processing, or NLP, are already being applied to safety reporting, literature reviews, and case processing. Also within the regulatory domain, we can see more and more automation and AI-driven submission support. If you're looking at maintenance and lifecycle activities, for example, you'll have a large volume of such submission tasks, and you can gain benefits through such technologies. We see that when companies seek to outsource a mature product portfolio, which requires continuous oversight while taking into consideration the need for efficiency gains, these digital technologies do serve to streamline and improve the outsourcing relationship.
Tim, why are technologies like this important when you're working in an outsource relationship?
From our perspective, we believe that at a high level, the use of such technologies will help to build the bridge between you, your partner, and the health authorities. It will facilitate sharing the right information during the right step in the process. And it will ensure that the activities needed to safeguard your products are carried out efficiently, compliantly, and in a timely manner. If you're working with an outsourcing partner that is not only rich with subject matter experts, but also leveraging that digital expertise as part of the automation journey, you'll have much stronger benefits during ramp-up, operational, and upscaling phases. It's really about the benefits you get from outsourcing to a partner that has such tools at their disposal.
And perhaps you can offer an example of how those benefits are realized.
Yes, of course. When we are working in a regulatory outsourcing program, we typically manage thousands of submissions every year and submit them to health authorities worldwide on behalf of our client. Of course, we need to ensure an efficient and compliant process. We need to ensure that our and our clients' experts can focus on the content, while operational work takes only a minimum of time and effort. In parallel, we need to give our client full transparency on the content. but also on the progress and the state of the submission. And last but not least, of course, we need to ensure a smooth and successful submission to the health authorities. In the past, this was done by traditional software systems and typically a large pool of people. In the future, automation and NLP capabilities will streamline publishing and submission activities, make it easier to engage with the health authorities while ensuring the client has full visibility throughout the entire submission process.
Thank you, Tim. Jim, I'm wondering if you could describe some of the tools and how they are actually being used.
Sure, Elizabeth. I think one important starting point is talking about your regulatory information management or RIM system. You want to make sure that it's cloud-based so that you and your vendor can both access information and collaborate in a system that serves as what we're all hoping for, the single source of the truth. This is a far better way of working rather than transferring data back and forth and worrying about errors occurring in that process. And regardless of whether we're talking about a TMF or clinical system, a RIM system, a safety database, I think it's important that they share a common system that's cloud-based, acting as that single source of the truth, and that this common system, which is maybe more similar to thinking about it as a portal, is also about the client having real-time access to the status of their projects with those partners. When you're talking about your regulatory information, your submission, your adverse event reporting, and so forth, the priority is to have visibility into that process. This not only gives you better insight into the services being provided, but also the information being collected in that common single source of the truth or system or portal.
Why does it matter to have a partner with these technology capabilities?
Very good question. There are several reasons. First, it gives you confidence that your data isn't just being handled in separated database systems or even individual files. It gives you confidence there's a system that is fit for purpose and infused with innovative technology. That provides confidence that your vendor will be able to provide what you expect in a high quality fashion and on time. Everyone promises compliance, but appropriate innovative technology will give you confidence beyond compliance. A second benefit is that such tools can and already do speed up processes, so you get the information you need faster. For example, submissions are typically driven by clearly defined timelines, either explicitly mandated by health authorities or based on business or regulatory needs. In such a submission project, you want to ensure that your team can focus most of their time on the strategy and the scientific content, rather than having to focus on operational and administrative tasks. For example, once your final clinical study has been completed, you want to spend your time focused on the data and findings rather than on the file formatting. The third benefit is the insights you otherwise wouldn't get, so you know what's going on with your marketed products. For example, technology can pick up patterns of problems that will help you get ahead of any issues before they spiral out of control. Good regulatory intelligence helps you to connect the dots from your pool of data. For most companies with products on multiple markets, having local knowledge captured within the system allows your partner to provide follow the sun service coverage anywhere in the world. That way you can be assured that work on a submission can really continue 24/7 because it is in a centralized platform with the expertise baked into it, which again ensures timely and compliant delivery.
Jim, does this mean that clients need to constantly invest in technology to keep up with the technology capabilities of the service provider?
No, I don't think so, Elizabeth. I think that with solutions now being delivered in what we call software as a service or SaaS, companies don't need to worry about, you know, the continuing maintenance and upgrade of their application environments. Instead, your vendor can maintain those systems for you and make sure that you're up to date. And when new software modules come in, you aren't having to constantly update or invest in those changes.
And what if a company has already made an investment for innovative technologies?
Well, in that case, I think even if you do have your own software, it's important to work with the vendor who knows how to operate in that platform with you and for you. So your partner can be working in your environment, working with your software, but managing the submission processes on your behalf. And if you're replacing a legacy system, I think you want a partner who can also provide business level consulting that helps you make the right choice, whether that's replacing your solution with a cloud-based system or completely outsourcing that capability to an outsourcing partner. There are also capabilities that automation provides, and if your technology isn't built to adapt to those innovations, it does make sense to work with a partner who can bring that added value to you.
Does it mean that automation of outsourcing deliveries will make human expertise redundant perhaps one day?
No, not at all, luckily. Technology will be used to support human experts. Many tasks are repetitive, labor-intensive, administrative, and high volume. We are looking to take those off the shoulders of the experts. Proper use of automation and other digital capabilities will allow you to work with your outsourcing vendor as a partner and focus on reliable and consistent results. In any effort, there's a range of activities that need to be carried out. Some are highly manual and repetitive, while others are value-added activities that really require expert knowledge. Automation simply removes those manual process steps, allowing your experts to invest their time in more thought-provoking activities. Moreover, automating those manual tasks will ensure consistency, sustainability, reliability, and efficiency.
Thank you for joining me today, Tim and Jim, and for sharing your knowledge about the important connection between outsourcing and technology. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business. Please make sure you subscribe so that you can join us for future podcasts.